I had a good Phil conversation. I called Phil to be like, yo, you hyped about your boy? Your fucking boy going to war with Iran? You fucking hyped about it? Because I knew his take. I knew what it was going to be. He was like, oh, yeah, Shane. Would you want to fucking get blown up? And I was like, by who? He's like, Iran. They can't have a nuke, Shane. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to get blown up. I might get blown up now. Now there could be a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Because fucking that idiot before Trump let all those fucking terrorists into the country.
It changes every 4 years.
Yeah, we were rich back then. Yeah. We were doing really good. Yeah, that's what my parents are.
People are mad. I want them to take that Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I said I was going to open it on Monday.
You said you're going to open
it? Yeah, I called it. I said, don't worry, guys. I'm going to open it.
You should open it.
I can't. Iran's too powerful.
It's hard.
Turns out Iran's nasty.
I thought it was going to be like Venezuela Part 2. Yeah. It's like, bro, I thought we were big and bad, dude. Get that straight. Open it up.
Open the straight. You'd think they would have responded nicely after we blew up their leader with a missile. You'd think they would have been like, all right, never mind. We don't want to fuck with you guys. You blew up an 86-year-old with a Tomahawk missile. It's so funny. We killed a fucking 90-year-old man with a missile, dude.
I've been laughing how their leaders all look like evil wizards.
They are all evil
wizards. There's also like giant long beards, like a black hat. Just got exploded in his fucking house. I was reading about their like enriched uranium or whatever. You know what's buried under like a deep mountain? It's like an evil, like Dr. Evil there.
Yeah.
And apparently they can, I guess from like the radioactive signature or whatever, they can like monitor it, like almost like a thermal image where they're like, there it is. I don't know how true that is.
I don't
is.
Believe anything.
Because that's what I'm saying. It's like underneath a mountain.
I think the people telling us that are the ones going, no, they're really enriching that uranium. That's why we can see it.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's
you
like,
guys are just trying to fucking blow them up.
Well, we did the WMDs. We're like, dude, trust us,
but
guys.
But this time we're like, we got sensors that are actually picking up the WMD. They've been telling us they're going to do this.
Well, and apparently, so if they don't, if Iran doesn't just completely capitulate and be like, all right, here's all of our like nukes we've been building forever. We'd have to go to like a subterranean lair. Well, you'd have to go extract their stuff.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to a subterranean lair in an active war zone and just somehow transport giant radioactive barrels.
Be sick.
It's going to be the ultimate.
It's like the last level of a video game. It's like a really hard level.
They're going to need the AB, select, start, up, down, left, right for that. That's going to be a tough
one. We're going to need that.
It's going to be tough, but I want Strait of Hormuz open now.
It needs to be open. I'm
Hormuz,
sick of it.
Hormuz, listen up, Hormuz.
Yeah, open up, dude.
You gotta open it up. Stop
throwing
goddamn
fucking drones at us.
Yeah, that's fucking annoying.
Pussy shit, dude.
I know.
You should do what we do. Drones. More expensive, cooler drones.
Yeah, I just wish they'd listen to us and let us be the boss.
They should listen to us.
I know. What the fuck's the problem?
Don't they fucking know?
Best bag next year is gonna be fat. Now it's Warzone plus negative comments.
They're gonna get me next week. And I'm getting my head cut off right away.
The bag for that's gonna be so nice.
I'm getting punched right when I get there. Man, we heard what you said about me.
Their next flyer is gonna be your head in like a wooden box.
Yes.
Featuring the evil traitor Shane Gillis. The very sorry traitor Shane Gillis. Yeah.
The coward.
Yeah, no, that's I'm excited to see. That'll be cool.
The bag?
Yeah, the bag on that's going to be
Saudi
nuts.
Bag will be nutty.
Dude, for next year in the war zone?
Unless Iran keeps winning. The fuck, dude. That might be Iran by next year.
Did I rank?
Iran might expand at this rate, dude. They are fucking shit up. I think they killed like 6 guys.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's going nuts.
Well, I've been trying to figure out because I've been trying to like.
He's fired 20,000 drones and hit like 4 guys. And we're like, we can't fuck with these guys. They're too strong.
That's what I've been trying to figure out because all the news is like, disaster, disaster, Trump spinning out, it's over. And, you know, I'm trying to keep like a 360 view of like, I don't want to get caught up on either side of the propaganda, but it's like, bro, like, give me something. Like, is it?
I don't know anything that's happening.
No, I can't. I literally can't get a read on it.
I just know I need Cuba soon.
I just talked to Grok all day.
What's Grok saying about it?
He's
Grok's wrong about everything.
Yeah, Grok's been helping me with my garden.
Grok never even puts girls in bikinis when people ask him to.
What is it? What's Grok do?
Fucking never does it. I'm always checking. I go, did Grok do it? No. Someone always takes a hot picture of someone, goes, Grok, put her in this outfit. It's like a thong. And Grok never does it. What is Grok's a bitch.
It's like, no, thank you.
Yeah, it just doesn't do anything. Yeah. Grok, I hope Grok gets fucking hit with a bazooka. I hope Iran gets Grok with a bazooka.
Yeah.
Early
yeah.
90s. 80 to 88 was this war? Iraq, Iran? I was way off. No, that's probably it.
And they were just attacking each other?
Those casualties.
Yeah, they
You're gonna be surprised.
He got into that whole, I'm obsessed with the Eastern Europe stuff where it was like, they were like doing like horrific genocide shit to each other constantly.
Read Bloodlands.
Is that what that's the whole thing about?
It's about Eastern Europe. It's about that area.
I got to listen to that again. It was making me so sleepy when I listened to it at first.
Yo, peep those casualties.
What you got?
People don't even talk about this thing.
Oh, I'll read them here. So, let me see what side is which side.
Iran's on the left.
All right. Military dead, 200 to 600,000 on, what's that, Iran?
That's what we lost in World War II.
Iranian. Military dead on Iraq, 105,000 to 500,000. 400,000 PO, 70,000 POWs. What's a WIA? 400,000 WIAs.
Wounded
in action. Oh my God.
Yeah, they went wild. They went hog wild.
Economic loss, 627 billion. Iraq lost 561 billion. 16,000 civilians killed. $1 billion.
I wonder how much. Yeah, they lost the whole Earth's population.
100,000 civilians died, I think, on both sides.
How about which one's Sunni and which one's Shiite? I always get that mixed up.
I'm not sure. But yeah, that's they went hard on each other, huh?
Or are they the same? I know Saudi Arabia and Iran are different. And those are the two in the Middle East that are kind of doing battle.
Stay Damn, out of it. Dude, the sick thing is both
she knows
sides
the answer.
Both sides claim victory.
Of course they did, dude.
That's hilarious.
They had dictators.
We won.
They're like, I can't believe we won, guys. How many did we lose? Well, somewhere between 500 and 100,000 of us died.
Like, don't worry about that.
It's probably 100.
There was MIA, bro. Like,
we're
gone.
The best.
They got POW'd.
We did.
Coliseum?
I didn't know that, actually. But you know that almost every famous magician is Jewish as well?
That's what? Crazy.
Let me hit you with another cool Jew fact. Yeah, apparently all the great magicians are Jewish.
I got a good Jew fact that's been making me laugh. This there's a community put out a special about like being Jewish, about like anti-Semitism from the right.
Yeah.
And he put it out right before the attack.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, the right wing hates Jewish people. And then that happened. It's like, you sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure that's the side that's anti-Semitic?
Oh, banana peel and fucking Mario Kart.
Came in on the go-karts.
Dude, did you see that shit? They just killed that guy from Hamas. Like, the missile was like a remote control that like connected to his phone.
What?
Dude, it like went, the missile, like, allegedly, who the fuck knows, but this is like some crazy American shit where a missile went down a street and then up into a room, like up a building and then into a room. And blew him up. That's what they say.
Like the
war. Who was this? Who was this? The
yeah.
What was his name? Wile E. Coyote.
This is what they're saying.
He got blown up by TNT.
Yeah.
Goddamn Acme Incorporated, dude, fucked his ass up.
And he was a Palestinian man.
I don't know.
That would suck.
Some Hamas guy in Iran.
It's like people think you're exaggerating about how bad it is, and a fucking missile goes through your hallway.
Yeah. My life sucks.
War kind of sucks, honestly. A missile just...
It hit his phone?
I'm tired of this.
It was tracking his phone? Like, how is that
Something
what you're saying?
Like that. Like, they tracked him down to, like, a man. Yeah. To a man. Like, a missile to a man.
Damn, he was just confirming his age on the hub, dude.
Yeah.
gave the
we
coordinates.
We just need this for 24
yeah,
hours.
Took his passport out to get into the hub. Took a picture of it. It's just a lot. On
fuck. Hot did you ever try to fuck with like Middle Eastern hub? Did you ever fuck with Middle Eastern hub?
Negative, bro.
What,
house.
J-Date?
Well, it's weird, bro. Yeah, if you try to hit like chill, Pakistani hub.
Put the camera here. Like, you're fucking them.
Mm-mm.
You ever see that one?
Mm-mm.
It's great. They lay a camera down.
Oh, no.
These are, again, 50-year-old, 40-year-old divorced guys. I saw one where the guy starts by going...
Oh no!
No,
it's so funny. I immediately send it to Gabe Davis and Billy. Gabe and Billy are getting those.
And then you look at the comments, and it's literally like 40-year-old women like across the country. I love this.
I get so sad when I see women sending the comments.
Just guys, fuck.
Did you see the one I sent you with the guys? His tongue's gone crazy. It's like,
did you just send that recently?
Yeah, I did.
I gotta check that out. Recently. I haven't seen the gram. He's just showing him. He's showing him what he can
he's
do.
He's got a crazy tongue game. Yeah. Pause.
Here's one.
Let me see. Yo, what? No. Why does he have a towel on his head?
He's sweating under there, dude.
Goatee, full. The goatee is porno.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm in L.A., 47 years old, 8-inch.
Oh, okay. Damn. 8 inches, yeah. Thick.
Yeah. I like how that guy's coming back.
Yeah, I like how people are impersonating him in gas stations.
Yeah, that's nice.
My daughter just died last year. She killed herself.
She was 8 years old. She was faster than me.
Yeah, it's fun. I had a I don't know why this tickled me the other day, and I've done this on accident before, but I was thinking about I don't know if you've ever done the night gator to a woman when you take a dump before bedtime, you forget to flush it, and all night she's getting up and she takes her little pees, and she doesn't know the gator's lurking until the morning time, and she confronts the gator and goes, oh my God, you go, oh shit, my bad, I was reading a good book, I forgot to flush, I left the night gator.
How are you forgetting to flush?
If you're there long enough, you might forget sometimes.
Dude, I'm reading.
I'm always there long as hell, dude. I never forget the flush.
I've forgotten, dude. I forgot. If I'm like deep in my phone or in like a book, I'll just get up, and if something happens, I'm like, oh, let me go. My kid might wake up.
I'm terrified of the night gator.
Bro.
I'll leave. If a girl is with me, I'm like, holy shit, did I forget to flush? Yeah. For some reason, I'm like, I think there's a turd in the hotel toilet.
The night gator. They don't even know it's under them all night. They're sitting there. Yeah. They're peeing on the gator all night.
Sneaking his head out underneath some toilet paper and just waiting.
I almost left the gator on her the other night. I was like, oh, shit.
You had to go back in. Get the gator back in.
I had to put the gator down.
Yeah.
No, that's not your alarm. It's actually not the morning yet.
Nothing sours a woman's mood. First thing in the morning, they're confronting the gator. Just in the morning, the twilight.
But a lady will leave a little road rash for you. Nothing pisses me off more than seeing a lady's fucking road rash. You go, dude, stop taking giant shits. Clean that. I don't want to see that.
The road rash.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Tire.
Tire marks. Yeah.
I had it fucked up. I had gas last night, and I was just setting them off. I literally woke up at one point. I did like a complete... Like a fart that if you videoed it would have maybe gotten a million views on it. It was so loud, so long, and so powerful. I did it in my sleep, then woke up to my wife like, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I felt the velocity, and I was like, yo, I'm sorry about that. That's really bad. It was real like, it was a foghorn.
I wish your aura ring would track that.
I know.
Fart. Yeah.
Farts?
I would get one if they did that.
That'd be awesome. You probably have to put it. You've got like a fart beehole or aura ring for the beehole. How many farts a day? How hot are
they? It could feel me tense.
Wear an aura butt plug.
Or it'd be like your blood pressure spiked hard as shit for 1 second. Just me going.
Did you fart? You just get an app. It's like you get a message like, let it out, brother. I'm tracking her aura ring. She's in a deep sleep. You're safe to fart.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You can link them up.
Yeah. I have a thing. Holding them in, man. It's got to be bad for you.
Probably.
It's got to be. There's no way. Like, what the fuck happens to it?
Well, it's just, I mean, immediately, it's just discomfort.
It's discomfort, but it's like, where does it go? You fart. There's not a lot of science on farts at all. I wanted like the encyclopedia on farts. I searched for it. All I found was that book I showed you guys about a guy wrote about almost how he almost shit himself a bunch of times. And that's it. The book, he actually thanked us. That book did really well.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
You might, I mean, you just step into that hole.
Yeah, why don't you start doing it?
I guess I got to find someone I can start studying. I bug professors every now and again to do stuff.
Yeah, come on
just
here and
go outside and get one of these guys who's working on the road.
True. Get a fart shaman.
They would let you know, dude.
Take me into the tent with them. That's we all started farting.
I'll be riding in your steamroller with you all day to track.
It'd be great just to be like, fart. How do you fight that? Fart? Fart? Fart.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Now we're speaking the same fart. Language.
Fart. The fart.
I want to gas up so hard and then hit like an ayahuasca ceremony and just fart, just not even drink.
Don't even drink. Just fart. Scare everyone's like, ah.
People would have like life altering yeah. like ruin visions. Their lives. Yeah.
Bird just came back. Amazing.
The wren's
chilling, oh, cool.
dude.
Yeah, just people in there like, oh, my dad.
And then you're yeah the white. You wear like the all white, but it's yeah. a tall tee, extra tall tee.
Oh, but yeah, that's I've said it before. Those ayahuasca ceremonies kind of freak me out, man. A lot of people who do that, they go and do it like 50 more times, and you're like,
yeah, they
yo,
get like
bro,
addicted to it.
What's good?
Right,
50.
I know
it's a lot.
I feel like, aren't you just supposed to do it like a couple of times if you actually get into it? Aren't you?
I would
to do
think
it like
if you did
times?
Something that crazy, you wouldn't do it 50 more times.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do it.
No, I don't know. I'll save that stuff for like when I'm dying. That's gonna be yeah. fired out. You know.
Although that might blow dick.
I mean, you're dying. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. And then you're gonna really realize it. It's probably gonna be really scary.
Yeah, true.
You could either accept it or it's gonna be fucking horrific.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, but then it's like, I'm kind of terrified. Like, just dying in sweatpants watching TV is, like, fucking scary, too.
That's coming. That's coming. Comes for us all.
Yeah. You got to do the ayahuasca, dude. So at least you'll be like, oh, whoa.
You know, oh, shit, I'm going to die in sweatpants. And then while you're dying in sweatpants, you'll be like, I remember when I went to South America just to know that I was going to do this. What was the point of that fucking trip?
Yeah, I remember I had to go with my dad. My dad's friend was dying. He, like, sent us all. He'd be like, go hang with him. We were just literally just swept. He actually would do tidy whities. He was just wasting, dude, away.
Oh.
Like he had like some sort of cancer, and we would just watch Westerns with him. And mm-hmm. he would just sit there and be like, the whole time. He was, the dude fucking ruled. Just,
I mean, yeah, it sounds yeah, nice.
He went out like a man, dude, just Westerns in his tidy whities till yeah. the last day.
Yeah.
Me and my brother would make him weed coconut oil and just like bring it to him.
That's dude, nice.
My dad would like, go make some of that shit oil you make and bring it to Frank. He would just munch. He would just fucking munch weed, coconut oil, watch Clint Eastwood do his thing. Final days.
I like
that's
that.
That's a
actually.
Man.
Yeah,
that's a
sounds,
good way to go.
That's is, a sick yeah. way to go.
Doesn't yeah. even bother to put pants on.
Yeah, just said, no, hell no, dude. It was awesome.
Damn.
It was scary. The first time I went to his house when he like peeked through the blinds, I was like,
oh, yeah. Looks yeah. like, what's it called? The guy from the first season of True Detective.
Yeah. Gas mask on.
Yeah,
just...
yeah. yeah. Yeah.
That was chill though.
I'm still thinking about
the wow wow.
We can edit it out. I just think I would just personally getting kidnapped as an adult is really funny to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I had another loose relative that was involved in a pizza guy strong arm robbery plot who got eventually caught. He was the Batman. He would wield the bat on the pizza.
The
pizza
Donamos, bro.
The Donamos would roll up.
He's going to call the Donamos.
Donamos would roll up, and one of these dudes I know have the bat, the Louisville ready, yeah. like, give me all your money on you, right? And the Za, of course. And they had a nice little thing going, and they got busted eventually.
They kept bonking the drivers.
Bonking. Well, they were threatening to bonk. The bonk. I don't think they ever bonked, but they're going to yabba-dabba-do the driver.
Yeah, hit them with it.
That's a sick hustle.
It. Yeah.
Order Za.
Weren't you held at Club Point?
I was held at Club Point. Hey, man,
that's a prehistoric. That's a primal fear.
Dude, it was crazy. I'll be yeah, honest. Really. At Club Point, I was just kind of like, guys, I'll leave. Like, you don't have to do
also,
this.
That's a shitty squad. If they're robbing people with clubs, oh, yeah, dude, you guys are definitely yeah. going to do it. You guys will do it. The club guy. Going.
It's like there's like six of you. I mean, you guys can just beat my ass. It'd be yeah. worse if all six of you beat right. my ass. There's just six guys and one guy with a club. Like, we'll fucking bash your brain in. I'm like, all right. my house was literally like two blocks away. I was like, can I just walk home, guys? I'm done.
It's like a T-ball.
Today's not my day.
Bat. Yeah.
Yeah. That sucked. That sucked, though, just sitting in West Philly for like an hour by myself in a really bad neighborhood being like, should be coming back with these Percocets. I really
it was like a Street Fighter level, though. Or like a what yeah. are those, Double Dragons. Just walk out like a shitty town, a guy with a six bad guys with sleeveless
I needed one of my friends to stand back to me and do a spin kick yeah, so we could knock him down. But yeah, that was a... That sucked. The one time I remember I took way too much mushrooms in college and I like walked into like a really fucked up area of West Philly to get out of my house and just seeing like the dilapidated houses. And it was, I was like, ah, it was a lot. Yeah, it's really scary. It's really menacing, scary.
You're still at West Philly, bull.
Still in West Philly. It still looks. Oh, yeah.
Moving from north to West Philly is hilarious. Yeah.
Like maybe going,
this neighborhood's
here.
A little dangerous. I'm gonna. Where else is nice?
Nope.
Let's try West Philadelphia. Yeah. It was like, yeah, was there
the,
he is.
Yeah, yeah, immediately they find me.
Someone. When was the last time you were victimized? Was it just the bike theft?
It's the bike theft.
How did the bike theft go down? Was that a, he came up on one bike?
He came up on the city bike.
Oh, it was the city bike.
Yeah. Or like whatever the Philly version was. Came up on the city bike. And like...
Caught you
D-boned
off.
D-boned you.
It was like D-boned a commandeering. Interception. It was a pirate. It was actually a pirate.
It was Blackbeard.
Yeah.
It was really Blackbeard.
Yeah, and then...
he pulled up on you, snagged
your
bike.
Pulled up on me, took the bike.
Did he just like grab it real quick? Like, yo, give me that.
No, he was like... He first started trying to ask me like how much... He was like, how much did you pay for the bike? And I was like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to...
He's just doing like Kelly Blue Book for bikes.
Yeah,
he's curious. He's curious.
So it turns out it's free.
Yeah, for you,
the MSRP
for you, my
on
friend.
This is zero. Don't you hop off there.
He goes, how much?
Yeah, you instantly become a fucking Muslim oil salesman. For you, my friend. Now take it. The bike is free for you. I love city bike.
That was a nice thing. After he took my bike,
he had the city bike.
He pointed to the city bike and he was like, "You can have that one." I was like, "All right."
Well, I can't have that
I did
one.
Ride that home.
That's nice. That was kind of chill of him, that big yo.
It was at least, it was like thoughtful enough to be like, you got wheels still.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Don't get down on yourself. You still have wheels for a little bit.
Right. There was a guy, look, I didn't get, nothing happened, but there was a guy last night that was like really power walking in my direction.
What? Where were you?
Yeah, true.
I was walking on Congress Avenue. For like a while.
They're gonna get you.
It's my fault.
If you come here, it's just going to be North Philly, West Philly, Austin. You're going to be getting chased by pirates. The pirates down here are going to chase you.
This guy was like one of the, he was like the, remember those two guys from Pirates of the Caribbean who were like trying to trick the, he was like, he was so dirty and shirtless. Yeah.
He was coming for you.
He was coming for you. He was coming for everybody. He was just like on a mission. And I just happened to have like headphones in and just, you know, surprise.
Took off.
Popped up on me.
Oh, no.
But he had other stuff to do.
Yeah.
he got by me quick. I was like a temporary stop.
Yeah, yeah. I've been watching too. I watch this one guy's videos where it's just, they all start with him being like, and he hit someone like 10 times. He did one where he took a key and like hit a metal plate. Someone kind of popped up on me the other day. I had my key. I was like, dude, is this my chance?
Would you hit him with the John Wick combo?
Just... I was going to, but he didn't. He didn't fucking. He just kept moving.
It'd be awesome to hit a homeless guy with a fucking 10-punch combo.
I want to get that guy. See, he has a guy wearing a motorcycle helmet. I'm going to wear the helmet and let that guy demonstrate on me.
You might
it on the bum first.
Yo, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd you might be able to tie a homeless guy into like a pretzel. They might just
depends
let
what
you.
Type.
True.
If it was the guy asleep in front of La Quinta.
I'm not,
that guy, you can pretzel that man.
That guy. Were you watching that with us?
No.
The guy who was asleep. It was like it was literally like a
face
pile
down
of
a
rocks.
Pile of rocks in front of a La Quinta.
Oh.
They came and woke him up, and he was like, "Oh,
oh no!"
Yeah. It was literally like
you know the La Quinta.
Yeah, it was like
right downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Right by, isn't it right next to the?
I was
creek
just talking to someone
creek?
Who stayed in that the other day. They're like, "Dude, my hotel sucks. I'm in the La Quinta," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, dude, that thing's
hell.
Yeah, yeah, things are worse. It's good for the alphabet game on the road, though. I will
it
say
is. It's big for that.
Huge. It's the only queue on the road.
Oh, I see.
For real,
Dairy Queens, La Quinta.
Yeah, true.
The X is just where it's at. It's the most impossible.
It's tough. You got to, yeah. I feel like a lot of vape shops have helped with the X. There's a lot
That's
of
exactly
like
right.
Express.
Yeah, true.
Porn strip clubs.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, X for Smoker's World, and then like Arabic letters.
Yeah. Yeah, you try to translate them. I'm pretty sure that's a Muslim X right there.
That's true.
But yeah, man, that's, I started my day today, actually, just game planning, like if I was at the park, and like some like weirdo guy was like hitting, like fucking with the kids, mm-hmm. How hard would I go on him? It's like, dude, you would fuck him up so bad. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Right, it's just game plan, like, dude, I would fucking headlock him.
What if you got your ass beat by the pedophile?
Thought about it before, but it's like you can't, dude. You can't. You just have to go.
You have to go honorably. Obviously, you have to go into battle. But if you get vanquished by a pedophile in the park and then he gets the kids,
I'm going. Well, if I started losing, I would fight. I would go for privates. I would fight dirty.
You'd love that.
I would try to rip Neff, dude.
It's his world.
If I monkey clawed him,
you go,
ooh. Ooh, baby. Yeah, maybe.
You'd be on the ground going, and now I went, he'd look down at you.
He'd get
go,
me, yeah.
Now you're my world. You just touched a man's penis at the park. You're one of us. Then you join forces. You go, where are the kids? Whoa.
Yeah, it's like a double cross.
Yeah,
it's like,
he's like,
I actually brought a camera.
I'd have to go to my wife and be like, you have till sundown to destroy me.
Do you think there's peds who are watching these like pedophile hunter videos who are like training to be like, I can't get foiled?
Yeah.
And they're like just getting buff.
True. That's nice. They're probably running drills in the supermarket, just down the banana, hard left at the banana stand. Yeah.
They have
just
like
three cone drill.
Yeah.
They're doing the NFL combine. It's got a 20-second shuttle. This guy's going to be a great pedophile. He can fly. He's going to fly out of that Walgreens, dude.
They probably rewatch the beginning of Aladdin when like they steal the apple.
Yes.
Is how they like get through there.
Yes. Yeah. Like build like a 2-scale cereal aisle in his house.
Yeah. They got to start training.
Yeah.
Man.
They should start training like Navy SEALs, like just a complete replicate Walgreens in a warehouse.
That would
every
be a,
day.
That would be a good prank where you have one of those pedophile hunters, you like collab with them, but the pedophile is not even a pedophile. He's like, you know, those like small jujitsu guys who are like nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't look that imposing, but they go to get him. The guy just pedophile, fake pedophile, just folds up the dude.
Yeah.
You get to be like, what the fuck, dude? The pedophile's beating
pedophile
your ass.
Pedophile beat your ass.
Pedophile's beating your fucking ass.
But then his boy would come with the pumpkin from behind.
Yeah.
The pumpkin. If I was a pedophile, I'd give up the game, dude. The pumpkin is the scariest way to go.
Get
KO'd by a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Dude, that's terrifying.
I'd rather be, anything they can get
I'd
their hands
rather
on.
Be caught and known as a pedophile than known as getting KO'd by a pumpkin.
Pumpkined on the internet, dude. Oh.
Yeah, you cannot. Yeah, October to December, you cannot fuck kids.
Yeah,
because it's gourd season, and you can't get.
Yeah, getting hit with one of Gabby's pumpkin pranks, dude, it'd be terrible.
Yeah,
thrown in the air, the alley-oop pumpkin. Oh,
it is truly. Yeah, they like it's like an assist. They like pick and roll, and then the guy like moves in.
I saw the one where a pedophile got thrown into the air,
the
and alley-oop. Two people.
They alley-oop him. They got his behind him. And throws him like,
that's so. That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, man, that is rough stuff. I mean, there's God. I mean, I don't know, man. It's
like those guys are training.
But we were talking about.
True.
It's like I think it's funny what they're up to. Mm. Just if they got the wrong guy once, and they threw him in the air and punched him and called him a pedophile and then hit him with a pumpkin, and it was just a guy that was like getting tampons for his daughter.
Yeah, he's just a math teacher. They're like the most at risk for getting a.
Yeah,
they look like pedophiles.
Yeah.
Most math teachers do happen to look like pedophiles.
It's true.
So you got to be careful. If you're a mathematician, watch out.
Yeah.
True. It's like, Sean, I...
Might be 1975.
It's like the that teacher who shows off like his outfits on Instagram. I don't
oh,
wanna,
yeah, that guy's...
He might
I don't
be,
like any of that.
I don't like it either.
I don't like when hot girls do it, and hot girls do it. There's hot girl teachers that are like, check out my outfit for today.
What?
You go, you're going to... Fuck one of these kids.
Yeah.
You better stay at a low grade.
Yeah, for real.
You get into high school.
Yeah.
They get you.
My God, man. Captain of the football team. Surprise, you can get God, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did.
What was his name?
Dude, that joke on yourself is so funny.
Maybe I did.
Matt. Man, I'm pumped on this bird feeder. Though I was struggling to set it up right now.
Did it charge?
I was trying to connect it, yeah.
Yes. I'm fucking, I couldn't be more stoked. I spent the morning, I got a kumquat tree.
Pause.
Yo, it's a kumquat.
It's the gayest tree you can get.
I got kumquats, limes, and an avocado tree.
That's nice.
I got peach and lemon coming
tomorrow. Avocado tree's sick.
Bro, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really
can't wait. Avocado tree, I won't probably yield anything. Maybe this winter I'll get a couple. Get a couple. They're a Mexican avocado, so they're hardy to the cold. Because a cold snap will fuck your avocado tree up. But these things, they can take they can take a little cold.
Cool.
Sub 23. Careful, I got them in pots. I'm gonna move them in. No problem. But dude, right. I spent the whole morning getting these things, and like that's I great. Thought it was like 9 a.m. Brittany's like, dude, it's 11. You gotta leave. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't even shower. I'm covered in fucking dirt. My bad.
I saw that.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That makes sense.
Sorry about that.